You're listening to the Love is Black podcast.
We're the host of Fly.
The love is dope.
And the conversation's always 100.
Welcome back to the Love is Black podcast. I'm Carice.
And I'm Harvey.
Yay! And I'm super excited because we had a lot of food last week. It was Thanksgiving. We gave you guys a break, allow you to focus on your families and your well-being and your mindset. And let's be real, the food, because that's what I was focused on.
That's true. You did eat a lot of food.
Wow. What are you trying to say?
That you was hungry and you ate your food. What's that?
What are you trying? I feel like there's some undertones, some subtle undertones of something.
You were hungry on Thanksgiving.
Okay. Am I not hungry like on typical days?
But we're talking about
Thanksgiving. It was a Thursday. I eat food on Thursdays.
Right. And you ate food that Thursday. A bit more than a typical Thursday.
Wow. There's something here that I'm not quite feeling.
It's the truth.
But that's okay. The truth? I'm going to disregard that because I love you.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you very much. Okay. That's good. Wow. Yes. So that Thursday, I ate not that much, but I enjoyed the food, what I had. And you cooked all, you made a good amount of that food, right? Or was that really your bruh? Yeah.
I didn't have to cook as much as I thought I was going
to. I felt like you prepped. You might have done some stuff, but then it was really, he slid up in there and did what he did.
Yeah. Well, food was just a little dry and some of it was overdone, but that's fine.
Right. Yeah. The stuff that was really good was the stuff that you made.
Woo!
Boom. Exactly. Boom. The rest of the stuff, you know, your brother shouldn't be allowed in the kitchen without, like,
it's all good.
Yeah, it's all right. Enough about that guy.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk today about, like, interesting stuff because I feel like people don't talk about this enough. Probably because the topic is secrecy. And most likely people aren't talking about it because,
you know, they're secrets.
Yeah, it's a secret. Like, you're supposed to keep it to yourself. Right. Like, hello.
Exactly.
So I think this really came up for me because we had, and we've kind of referenced it before, but I had a trip with your family and we went to Mexico and, you know, we did a little girls trip, the cousins. It was great. We had a good time. And I came back and I told you some stuff.
Right.
But there was a hard stop on some other stuff where I'm like, I told you everything I could tell you, but then there's some other stuff that I can't tell you because I was sworn to secrecy. And so while I truly do believe that there should be no secrets between us for that particular situation, I feel like it's okay to have some secrets because it's your family. And I feel like if I'm telling you that I'm really violating their trust. But do you feel like that violates any sort of trust between the two of us?
No. Not at all. I mean, I would think I know everything and you pretty much, I don't really have secrets. So I don't think there's anything that you don't know. But I don't think it's violating anything between us because it's not secrets of mine. Or I'm sorry, it's not secrets of yours that you're withholding from me.
Hmm.
You're respecting somebody else's privacy. So by doing so, and it's got to be something somebody doesn't want to know. So doesn't want anybody else to know. So family, because you keep calling them my family, they're your family. And if they weren't before the trip, they certainly are now because you know stuff that I don't know. So there's no longer this separation, like those are your family.
There's still separation because, you know, and I told you this part too, is that there was like a hot second where I had made a comment or something just like playfully, like somebody was like, oh, I'm out here just trying to find a husband. And I'm like, me too, girl. And like, you should see the way those heads turn. It's like, what? Like, that is my cousin. Don't make me have to tell him nothing.
And I appreciate that. And that's good to know that my lady cousins stepped up to defend my honor. And that's good.
But it was just a joke, in random conversation with drunk people. And so, you know, I was just very aware of the difference there. You know, if something was to go down, it's not what happens in Mexico stays in Mexico. It's what happens in Mexico that I don't need to tell your husband is going to stay in Mexico. But like,
right. I mean,
clearly if they had to pick a side, it was you.
Right. But they're not going to have to pick a side. You're not cheating on me. We know that. Right. We don't know that.
No, we know that. What I'm saying is if they had to pick a side.
Right.
That's why I say it's your family, because the loyalties lie with you.
Right. But then the secrecy, the trust is with you. It's girl code. So it's family, girl code, and you withheld, you kept up girl code by not telling me everything. So as long as you don't do that, then yeah, super tight. I would expect them to be like, yo, Harvey, this chick is out here. She for the streets.
Wow.
Like, and if that's what happened, I expect that phone call. I expect to know. Otherwise, you good. So that's fine. But you're super tight with them to the point where this is going to be a yearly thing. Which I think is good, that you've made a connection with some cousins you haven't hung out with much. And after one trip, y'all super tight, secrets are held tight by most of y'all, and you guys are cool with each other. Like, there's a running, you know, like, text thing going on, and y'all cool. So I'm happy that you are, you know, finally getting yourself, ingratiating yourself to the family. This is a large family, so you know, there's a good spot for you to slide up in there and get good. But like you were saying, there are just some secrets that I don't need to know. There's just some stuff that didn't need to come to my ears. And you protected that stuff, which builds trust with the cousins. But, you know, sometimes that's not why secrets are kept. Sometimes secrets are kept because, you know, shadiness is happening. Some ignorance is being done, and it's for the protection of a relationship or something where people are keeping secrets.
So would you classify any types of secrets as a good thing to keep from your partner?
Any secrets that are... I don't know. That's a really general statement, and it's hard to answer. I don't know. I mean, if you... Technically, there shouldn't be anything you should need to keep from your partner, right? You should know everything.
Right.
But I can't... I'm sure there's certain things that not everybody, that you don't need to know everything. Certain things that are insignificant, small, that may affect somebody in a way that's just unnecessary. I would think that that would really have to be a decision that you make on your own. Like, you don't need to know such and such, or you don't think I need to know it. It's not going to affect a decision or a change in anything, life. Everything will be the exact same thing, but this little thing wouldn't change anything. Why is it necessary to be told? So, I mean, I'm big on trust. Obviously, you know that. But I don't know. I trust you enough that if there was something that you didn't think I needed to know, I'm not going to have any qualms about it.
Okay.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
No, I want to know everything.
I figured that's where you were going. You want to know everything.
I think you're better than me, because if you came back from a guy's trip and you're like, oh, you know, I told you all I can tell you, but there's some other stuff I can't tell you. I'd be like, no, please tell me, because I want to know. And like, if I don't know, it's going to kill me inside.
It's going to kill you inside?
Yes. I'm going to slowly die a painful internal death.
No,
because I don't know these secrets. I swear I won't tell nobody. Like, just tell me.
But there's a way to handle that. Guys trip. I don't come back with like, oh my God, so much happened, but I can't tell you. I'm not going to broach the subject, but then tell you I can't tell you. That doesn't make sense.
Right. That's not how I broached the subject either. You were like, that's it. That's all you've got from the Mexico thing. Right. And I'm like, I told you all I can tell you.
Right. And then kept it moving. So, yeah. I mean, I go, we have fun, and what happens wherever stays or whatever, nothing crazy. Nothing crazy is going to happen. So I don't know what there would be for you to know. If there's anything, I mean, when I eventually do this guy's trip, I think the people I'll be with, a few married men, a single man or two, it's just going to be whatever male shenanigans happen. But there's nothing that I think that needs to be brought back to you.
No, I want to know everything.
Well, yeah, I know. We want a lot of things.
I know. And everything I want, I should receive.
You should.
Because happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, we know that's not true.
It rhymes, so it's a
therefore
thing.
It's true.
Yes.
Well, listen, you can hope for a lot. But what you need.
I hope you get to go on that trip.
Yeah, oh, I'm going. But what I'm saying is
I hope so.
Yeah, don't worry. When I'm there, keep hoping. It's all right. It's good. Which you need to know, you know. There is, I mean, I don't, like I said, between the two of us, you know more. Because you know everything. There's nothing left for me. I'm sure you have a little bit of stuff, you know, that you've got hidden away in some safe.
What stuff?
Well, if I knew, it wouldn't be hidden away in a safe.
I don't even know now. So
that's
now...
bad. So people telling you stuff you've done forgotten. So it's not even that you're not telling me because you're not telling me.
So there's some things that are like, you know, there's some things I would tell you. So anybody who tells me anything at some point in time needs to just realize that you probably know it, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. Like my friends say stuff or I have conversations with them. Like I'm probably going to share with you.
Right.
Most of the stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly because we don't like really run in the same circles like that. The only reason why this particular issue that we're referencing with your cousins is because it's your family.
Right, right, right.
And so me telling you, there's like a layer there where it's not, there's no separation, right? So because while, yes, my friends are your friends and your friends are my friends, it's not exactly like that.
Right.
Like, my friends don't call you up. Right. Y'all don't hang out. Y'all aren't like... You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So because there's that separation, if I tell you something that they said, even if they told me something in confidence, it's not going anywhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not going anywhere at all. Mm-hmm. So it's just now something that I can bounce off of you. Or what do you think about this? Or, you know, ooh. Or, ah. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Whatever right. the emotion is. Mm. Now I can share it with somebody. Mm. It's not something I just keep boiled up inside of me. So I think that anybody who tells somebody something, like if somebody tells you something, they should in somewhere in their mind anticipate you telling me.
I think that's anyone who talks to a friend, who talks to somebody who's married. So what you tell me, unless it's like some deep dark-ish that doesn't need to go past me, I mean, at some point it's going to come to you. And what we have is discretion, which is, I think, is the key. The reason that somebody can tell me something, and even if it gets to you, it's not going past you. So that's not been some mistake that we made where, you know, somebody told me something, I told you, and you spit it out, and you said some ish. And now the whole world knows. And like, how did you know? Who told you? And then it's like, oh my God. Well, I told her, but she my wife. I should have, you know, whatever. It turns out she's got a big mouth. She, like we said before, she for the streets.
Damn.
Like, so who knows?
If you have a big mouth, you're for the streets. I didn't know that that's how that worked.
I don't know. I just came up with that now.
Yeah, I feel like that's not a thing.
It's not a thing?
It's definitely not a thing, especially since you said you just came up with it. So it's not.
So, I mean... Can it be a thing now because I said it?
No.
Why not?
Because it doesn't make sense.
It does make sense. You know, you on the streets, your mouth wide open, you're not trustworthy.
What?
You just out on the streets doing whatever. That type of person is not trustworthy. They're just saying stuff to anybody. I think I just created something new.
It's all right,
if you're from the streets, you a hoe. And also, if you for the streets, you like a bad newspaper.
Mm-mm.
You just say whatever.
No, baby, that's not how that works.
I done started something. Hashtag for the streets.
That's not how that works.
Hashtag for the streets. Faux, F-O, duh, D-A, streets. Faux, duh, streets.
I'm so sorry, guys. I
don't
apologize.
Don't apologize. And if you take this apology, you faux the streets too. I added another definition of faux the streets. If you listening to this woman and taking this apology seriously, you faux the streets too. Now wow. what? Now
this
what?
This is all problematic.
Whatever.
And it's okay. Don't
Whatever.
Worry. It's all
And right. you buy the cheap toilet paper and I tell anybody you not. How about that? Faux the streets.
Who Hashtag. Buys the cheap toilet paper?
Don't worry about that. If I was faux the streets, I would told you.
Oh my
but
God.
But since I'm not faux the streets, I'm not saying who it is.
All right, baby. I'm just going to move on from this very sad attempt at starting something.
Hashtag faux the streets.
No, we're moving on from this sad attempt at like starting something. Anyway, so alternatively, I was also thinking about relationships that are a secret.
Mm.
So sometimes it's innocent, I guess. I don't know. I feel like it's always strange, but when people are just getting together and, you know, they're like, let's keep this just between us. Like, let's not let anybody know right now. You know, like, we're together, we're a thing, but like, you know, I don't really want either people all in our business, like if they work together, or if it's like a situation where they know a same circle of people and maybe they just don't want to, they want to test the waters without committing to, you know, all right, we're going to tell everybody that we're dating. I don't know. It always seems sketchy to me because honestly, why can't you tell people that we are seeing each other? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me. If it's something that we're just trying out, we're not exclusive, we're not, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, there's no titles involved, then there's nothing for me to say to anybody else. It's just...
But it depends. I mean, if it's a work thing, there's certain places where you're not, people are not supposed to, I don't know what the term is.
Fraternize.
They're not supposed to
fraternize. So then don't fraternize. Like, don't be dating somebody that you work with then.
But that, well, a lot of people meet significant others or just F-buddies from work. We spend a lot of our time.
All right, but if you're not supposed to fraternize, then you're making a choice. Like, right, what exactly. is it? So what, then the choice. Do you value this relationship or this job?
Like, I value the job because it pays the bills, like you would say. But I value that ass because it's ass. And I don't want anybody, I don't want to lose that ass or that check. Wow. So I'm going to keep, I'm going to keep the ass. I'm going to keep getting paid. And I need to keep it quiet.
No. Yeah. No. That's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous.
It's not. You go to work.
You got
to
make a decision. You like, never, where do you stand?
You make that. But see, you make that decision if the relationship is going to become something. You don't make that decision so 2 weeks. So, but at some point, it's like, okay, we're past the fraternizing thing. Now, you know, we're fucking regularly. And maybe, you know.
So now we're going to tell people.
So now it's like, okay, now maybe we tell people. Now maybe somebody's got to get another job, something like that. But if it's the early stages, why y'all just did it, we just hit that happy hour or something, or we went to the mall, or we did some random-ish, then that doesn't need to be said to the world, but because that could end up being nothing. But when you become a thing and a consistent thing, then one, if you work closely with each other, it's kind of hard to not appear to be in a relationship with somebody. So if you're with somebody and you work with them and it's that kind of relationship, there's just a way that people tend to be around each other. There's a kind of energy that you can kind of tell. So if you guys are a thing, you might as well say it first before it becomes obvious and it becomes an issue. But yes, eventually you have to make a decision. But if it's just two people who are attracted to each other and y'all both work in the same office.
But that's what I'm saying, is that there's no reason for it to be a secret because there's nothing to keep secret. If you have something that you do need to keep secret, like, well, why now are we exclusive and secret?
Well, like I said, it's for the job. It's for the check.
No, then you could find another job.
How you know? It's hard out in these streets.
It's not that hard. To find. Bucky's is hiring.
Okay, good. But Bucky's is like 4 hours away. I mean, the ass is not that good that I'm going to go four hours.
There you go. So you made a choice. You literally made a choice.
Yes, the choice is I'm not going to Bucky's.
You're
going to
keep the job. I'm not going. Not the lady.
Okay. I'm saying, like, if it's that, if the ass is that good that I'm then going to go to Bucky's, I mean, there's moves to be made. I'm not leaving the job and then you stay in there. Like, we're going somewhere. Like, why would I just go 4 hours to Bucky? By the way, the closest one, is it Jacksonville for us?
No, Daytona.
Daytona, 4 hours away. Like, I'm saying, for me to leave my job and go all the way to Daytona without you? Questionable.
There's other jobs between there and here. What I'm saying is that places are hiring. It's not that hard out here in these streets.
But what if I like working with you? What if I like working with this person? What if they, you know, there's somewhat of a friendship? What if it doesn't work out? What if you like, you know what? We're kind of seeing each other and we're not supposed to work. So we'll tell people and one of us leaves. And 2 weeks later, the ish goes down. The relationship doesn't work. And I done moved on from this job because of nothing.
Well, that was poor decision making on your part. Right. Like, so why are we even with this person?
So because sometimes you got to be with somebody to discover it don't work.
Really?
Yeah. If anybody should appreciate that.
Really? Really? Yeah. Mister, I loved you the second I saw you. Yeah, like, you. I don't know nothing about you. Yeah, but,
you. You. Not every chick I met. Not everyone on the streets. Just you. You. were the one that I realized I loved when I first saw you, not the rest of them people. Mm. So yes, you were the one. I've never seen somebody fight romance more than you.
It's not fighting.
Yes, romance. It is. It was love at first sight.
Realistic.
Oh, love is not realistic. Love is an emotional thing.
Love is realistic.
No, love, you got to go through hurdles.
That
you
got to. Sounds like a whole episode.
It could be. You got to deal with things. And to put yourself in a situation where you open yourself up, it's very risky. So it's not realistic. It's an emotional thing. And you go for it and hope it works out. So it's not. If it was that easy, if it was that systemic, which is like, oh, I like you, you like me, we should go out, da da da, split the check. We've been dating for 6 months. Should we have sex? Yes, let's have sex. Oh my goodness, it's been 6 months. Should we do anal? Yes, 6 months, anal. Let's do that.
First of all, I don't know about your timeline here. And, I really would like to challenge why this is happening. Honestly.
Okay, sex, then
no,
back
please,
door.
Can we not?
Nine months is maybe... Okay, hold on. Okay, I moved on from the physical. So 9 months, now we're living together.
No, but we don't need a timeline, the timeline is completely irrelevant.
Why is it irrelevant?
Because we don't need a timeline, baby.
Okay.
All we need to know is that fraternization, in your opinion, it is okay as long as it's a secret. And I don't believe in lying to my employers.
Oh, get the hell out of here. Where did we get all... Oh, my God. I am so, you know... No, no, no. The irony of you saying that is the reason...
Excuse you?
Yes, yes. Allow me to complete so you can hear it. The irony of you saying that is that in this situation, in us... I wanted to date you pretty much from when I met you, but I had a rule that I would not date anybody I was working with. So the benefit...
That was your own personal rule.
Right, and the right. So what I'm saying, but you're aware of that. See, there's not a secret. You knew.
Right, so why would it be a secret? Okay, so keep going.
All right, I know. Yeah, I'm saying.
Sorry.
So all this, I wouldn't tell people, but whatever. The reason we ended up working out is because at the place we met, at the job that we were at, you were calmly asked to vacate the premises. Once that happened, then we were able to be something.
If I was still there, you're saying we would have never dated.
I don't know. Because in the reason I can, and obviously love you, and you know that, even though you don't take it seriously. But my previous experience, I had that happen, and it was terrible. The relationship, the only relationship that you people who listen to this podcast pretty much know everything about, that's where that started. We both worked at the same place. That was a problem. And because of that, that's very much, pretty much a mirror of what I'll accept in relationships. It changed everything that I would deal with, what I would accept, everything. And that was one thing. I would never do that again, be with somebody I worked with. So then going into the place that we worked at and seeing you there, I'm like, oh, wow, you know, I'm going to do it. And I wanted to date you, but you were working there and you didn't seem remotely interested. So I don't know. I guess I did.
Could be because I had a boyfriend.
Oh, that's true too. But then you, did you have a boyfriend the whole time you were there?
Yeah, the whole time you knew me, yeah.
The whole time you know, but then when you left in and you were still dating idiot boy. That's right. So technically, right. So yes. So you were all, you know, I mean, we were friends and we would go eat and go see a movie and stuff, whatever. Well, but so them firing you allowed was the opening I needed to just slide up in there. And then you breaking up with this guy, I guess that helped too. But I don't know. I guess that's a question. Like if you had kept this job, I'm pretty sure at some point you would have stopped dating that guy because he was a train wreck.
Yeah.
So then what happens then? You're still working there. You drop the guy like a bad habit. What happens then? Do I make the move? Or do I get you fired so that then I can date you?
That's an interesting... why sometimes we just don't talk. Like I have to take some time to just step away. And stop talking to you.
How do you
and get, or your children?
How do
that
you
way
get
I can
some,
recenter myself?
God, how do you get somebody you love fired?
Oh my God,
that might
here
be an episode.
Go.
Like I love you so much, I don't want you here. Oh my goodness! Listen, and you ended up being for the greater good. Look where you are now. Pretty cool husband. somebody to father your four children.
I am almost 110% certain that you would have forfeited that.
I'm saying somebody's feeling rule. Themselves right now. What you saying?
I'm looking for a word.
I know, no, that's not what we're talking about. I know what you're trying to say.
Yes,
so complete.
Yes, you would have stopped that rule.
Just for you?
Yes.
Okay, excuse me. Somebody feeling real good.
We were going on our little friend dates.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, yeah, you would
have. And that's why we were working together.
Right. Were they dates or we were just hanging out as friends?
We'll call them friend dates.
Okay. Or we could just call them hangouts. We don't need to put date into it since you had a man.
Whatever. So right. You're saying we would not have done that same thing that we were already doing while we were working together. But if I was single, we would not have done that? That doesn't make sense.
I'm not saying that. All those friend hangouts were just hangouts. We probably still would have done that. That's not to say that Eddie would have moved on. I mean, honestly, I wasn't even your type. I mean, you was the light, tall, skinned brothers. I didn't fit that. How do I know that would have worked out? I feel like the last failure of Messy Boy or Biker Boy, I don't know whatever name we give him. I feel like that was the turning point. Like, he was a mess. He done wasted your time, your money, your effort, all that. And then Smooth Harvey comes through and you're like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Let me give that dude a chance.
I don't feel like that's how that worked.
I feel like that's how it worked.
I don't feel like
that's how that went. I mean, I was there. That's how it worked.
I don't feel like that's how that went. But I'm almost 100% certain that you would have.
Wow.
Forfeited?
Forfeited. Or
I don't know.
Forwent. Whatever. I didn't know you didn't speak English.
Harvey, I was looking for the word. I listed a bunch of different options. The only thing you got in your head now is forwent.
Because it's funny. It doesn't matter. You cute anyway. You cute enough to make occasional mistakes in English. It's all good. God. Either way, I don't know. Possibly, if there's anybody who's going to make me break my rule, it probably would have been you. It took you a long time. I had to work you for you to realize what was in front of you. You
know? I was seeing somebody. I was literally in a relationship, sort of.
You exactly. You weren't even really in a relationship. That guy was a waste of time. Everybody like waiting for you to just move on from this dude. Everybody knew, you know, you're supposed to drop that zero and get with this hero.
Oh, Lord.
I know.
This is so sad.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Because you know what? He was foe to streets. Hashtag foe to streets.
So if there's any other secrecy things that you think we should discuss.
Okay. So the main things we've covered are maybe working with somebody and mm-hmm. having a relationship with them. You got to keep it quiet. Either you do it just because you want to or because you're protecting your job. And that can be a legitimate reason why you do it. I guess another reason you could be embarrassed.
Well, see, that's a problem.
Right.
Why are you dating somebody that would be embarrassing?
Because that's somebody who struggles with themselves, I think. If you're dating somebody that you think everybody would be like, oh, why are you dating them? Why do you care what other people think? You like the person, you're doing whatever, you do it. I'm sure that's what happened. That seems more trivial, more kind of kid type thing. That's like some high school stuff. And I feel like there's a bad teen movie about that. You know, this cheerleader is dating the nerdy kid. I don't want anybody to know I'm around with that guy. But, you know, apparently he's an 11th grader and he's packing heat. So she doesn't want to talk about that to her cheerleader friends or to anybody friends. But, you know, after class, you know, she hangs out with him and, you know. You know, he puts in that work.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. I don't know what kind of day you've had. I just haven't been around for most of it. But, like, your day has been lit.
It has not been lit at all. I was here with your kids in the morning. And then when they came home, I was here with your kids.
there's a gap of time. Your kids are the
opposite of lit. Opposite of lit.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Either way, secrecy in general, I don't think is really a good thing. But I think some people are going to think there are situations where it's necessary or just kind of happens. You know, it's a secret for a day, and then it's a week, then it's just a month, and you know, it's just easier to not say anything. Or, you know, why are you not telling people something, you know?
Because that embarrassment is a problem. Mm-hmm. Or you might just be hiding something. And so I want to know, like, what it is, why. And there needs to be a legitimate reason. It can't be because, you know, oh, because we work together. All right, cool. If we're not supposed to fraternize, then we're not going to fraternize. And there we go. Done. Like, I would cut that off real fast because I'm not trying to be nobody's, like, you know, oh, I can't have you over because, you know, my mom lives with me and whatever. But your mom looks like she's my age. That don't make no damn sense. That seems like it might be your wife. Wow. What are you hiding?
Wow. Sounds like in that case, that guy's mom is for the streets.
Jesus.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I said that wrong. That Jesus, guy's mom is... Hashtag faux the streets. Damn, this is gonna be a thing. You can fight it all you want.
It is not a thing. In fact, we may have lost some listeners. I'm so we're sorry,
recording
y'all.
It right now. Ain't be easy. All I'm
so
saying.
Sorry, y'all.
Remember what I told you? If you take that apology, where you belong is hashtag faux the streets. If you are secretive about a relationship because you're embarrassed about the person, then eventually that's gonna come through, and that's gonna show out. And then it's going to be a waste anyway, so you don't do that. Are we to assume from this conversation that you've never been in a relationship where you hid the status of the relationship from anyone? You've never, every time you've been in a relationship, people knew? Everybody?
For the most part. Here's where there was one time, okay? Mm-hmm. So sperm donor, after, you know, number two, mm-hmm. There was a short period of time where there was some reconciliation happening, mm-hmm. but he was in a separate situation. Mm-hmm. So he had somebody, and so it was supposed to be secret for, like, what's not really a secret, but it was supposed to be secret because he was with somebody.
So just to be clear, you two weren't together.
We weren't
together.
You guys
both single. He was with somebody,
right.
But then you two were trying to see if you could patch
reconciling,
it up.
Reconciling,
so
exactly.
You guys were kind of messing around while,
yes,
he was still with somebody, and
exactly.
you were aware of this.
And I was aware in the way that he was ending that, but it would take time to end it. That's what he said.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
It would take time to end it because she had some people that he was connected to and some roundabout. It was some ridiculous explanation that didn't make any sense, and don't worry, right, that didn't last very long.
Okay, that's good.
Yes, that's so good. That was a secret, but like, from whom? Because,
well, those people that he had a roundabout kind of relationship,
yeah,
with.
Exactly, but it wasn't, yeah, like we were keeping it a secret, like I wasn't keeping it a mm-hmm. secret, you know. People knew where I was going, and it honestly wasn't even like he was keeping it a secret, because, you know, I still saw his family. We had the kids. Like,
right. I mean, it feels like your secret would have been in plain sight because there was no way that he couldn't see you. You guys had kids at that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you would have been around anyway. So people would have assumed that you're seeing each other because you're co-parenting or whatever. In actuality, there was a bit more going on. But that's actually being able to do it while you're being there wasn't out of the ordinary. So that's how it,
right,
worked out. So just, I'm going to be around. So meanwhile, we're just going to do this while I'm around anyway, type of business.
Sort of.
And then that ended pretty quickly. And then whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Where he did not leave that situation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It turns out,
mm-hmm,
he was not,
mm-hmm,
leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds like the man, you know, sounds like the husband having the affair. Keeps telling her, listen, I'm about to leave,
right,
her. We're about to go. And, you know, just stay. Just meet me.
Yes.
And like 3 years later, it's almost over. It's almost over. So at some point, you're like, nah. So that's,
right,
so that's the bad one.
Yeah.
For me, at the job where I had my bad experience, the plan, it wasn't even discussed. It was just not something that was supposed to happen because we both worked in the same department, but eventually I became her It's not superior. I became her, I guess technically, I became her superior. And at that point, like, clearly we're not supposed to be in anything. And we just kind of kept going. The problem is that the other person was not able to keep it to herself. She would, like, anybody in the store who is friends with her, she just told any and everybody. And eventually, I
mean, how could she not with such a catch?
I mean, I guess that, well, you know, I mean, I didn't want to say it, but thanks. So, yeah. So eventually it got to that. And then obviously everything spiraled out of foolishness. I ended up no longer working at that place anyway. So I left that, went somewhere else. Mm-hmm. It would be so interesting if I cared enough to do a timeline of that relationship. But yeah, I guess that was secrecy. And that was probably more for the job. And I don't know, I did love the person. So I wouldn't have been hiding that, but out of just having a job, being able to pay your bills and such, and if you're not supposed to do such and such, I'm not going to say it. She didn't care. So it didn't matter. But other than that, I've never been in a relationship, per se, where it was secret in any fashion.
Yeah.
That's never been a thing for me. I'm not like that.
And I feel like to hide whatever is going on, there has to be some level of, like, I don't know, ignoring the other person. I don't know. But for me, that wouldn't fly. Like, I would want the attention. Like, what are you, like, don't walk past my desk. Like, you don't know me. Or, like, don't, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. For me, it would not fly. It'd be like, you know me.
So had we been dating while we were going there, we couldn't just, like, high five as I walk by you? Or would a high five been enough?
Okay, are you high-fiving anybody else there?
No.
Okay. As long as nobody else is getting a high-five? Right. Okay, cool.
So you want separate attention?
Yes.
Just for you?
Yes. Okay.
That'd have been interesting. And, I mean, at that place we were working at, I mean, all this ended up happening, but there was clearly people there who worked there who were in relationships. Clearly people who were there.
So, I don't think there was a thing about not fraternizing.
I'm pretty sure there was. I mean, I don't know. I'm pretty sure there was. Well, at the very least, if there was that kind of thing, then they couldn't be, like, because we had a lot of people who were heads of teams, and then they would have people below them.
Oh, okay.
So in a case like that, whoever your supervisor couldn't be your boss, that type of thing. So if something happened, maybe they're like, okay, whatever, say, but you got to go there. You got to go to another team because you can be with the person. So I would imagine that's the thing, but it puts too much stress on a relationship if you have to hide everything, because now you may have to lie about things, do this and all that, and the stress of that, and it's hard to keep up a lie, and it's got to be ridiculous to do it and to do it. And it's just easier to be open in a relationship that you're in as opposed to hiding it for whose benefit? Other people. Or yours, yeah. You know, whatever. So secrets in relationships, typically not good. The only thing that might be good in terms of secrecy in relationships is the people in the relationship being secretive about their relationship to others. Not having the relationship, but what kind of relationship they have. So, for example, if you and I had an open relationship, is that something we would tell the world, or is that something we would kind of keep in-house?
No, we would have to tell people, because if somebody sees you outside or somebody sees me outside, then they're going to be, oh, my God. I mean, Harvey, did you know? Then what, you're going to have to pretend or something?
I mean, I don't know how that stuff goes, because, you know, I'm not about the streets.
No, but what I'm saying is that if we didn't tell somebody something like that, open relationship, that's a big thing, because if people happen to come across anything, or somebody tags you in some location with them, or what, like, anything comes out,
okay,
then it turns into like a
what is he doing. Okay, exactly. Okay, what if there was like BDSM then?
I don't know, you don't have to tell everybody your whole sex
life. That's what I'm saying. So there's certain parts of the relationship that maybe just need to get held back because we've got friends, we're close and such, but there's certain issues that people don't need to know. They don't need to know about the sex dungeon in the basement. You know, they don't need to know about all that stuff. There's, you know.
I guess.
Right.
So I mean, some of my friends, we talk about weird stuff. So
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. You would have to like explicitly tell me, hey, don't talk to anybody about this.
Wow. Okay. Allow me. Give me a moment. Let me just say, don't tell anybody about this. Is that explicit enough for your ass? I can't believe that even has to be said. For real?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we need a contract? Do we need to?
We don't need a contract.
Like, okay, you can talk about this, but you can't talk about this, 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 and this.
Okay. Well, we would have to talk about the terms of the contract because, you know.
It's a little late now.
I'm grown.
Yeah. Wow.
It's late now because there is no contract. That's why it's late. Right. It's too late to implement contracts on stuff that's.
What do you mean you're grown? What does it have to do with anything? I'm grown too. We're in a relationship. Exactly. So what does that mean?
So what? There's like limitations on what I can talk about with other people?
About me? Maybe. Not about you. You can tell people what you want about you. But if it were, I can tell people anything about you?
Yeah. Anything that you would like to share with others.
Yeah. But what if you
I like were, to think that you talk about me in a positive light.
Of course I do. Of course, and I'd like to believe the same, but maybe there's just something. There's discretion is an important word. Mm. And sometimes, while you're speaking to me in a positive light, a good way to speak about me in a positive light is to not talk about all my business, is to kind of keep some of me to yourself.
And I do.
And you do. But apparently, you and your friends talk about some weird shit.
And we do talk about weird stuff sometimes. Okay.
Wow. Next time, have the mic on, you know?
Okay.
And then, you know. And
we
then,
will.
And then.
We'll record a very special episode of the Love is Black podcast.
Yeah, and then we'll edit that shit first. Oh, wow. It was 30-minute conversation. 5 seconds were on the episode. No. But it doesn't matter. I trust you not to say anything shady. And, you know, we're not that kind of couple anyway. We don't have that foolishness. You know, it's still early, though. So.
Wow. All
right. So.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like we've come to a very steady conclusion that love is secret.
Love is secret? Like the deodorant?
Love is many things.
But this good love is black. For the streets!
Thanks for listening to the Love is Black podcast.
Please help support the podcast by subscribing and leaving a review.
And connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Love is Black Podcast.
See you next week.